It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Reset your system with a detox and a diet. One thing, there is this big misconception out there about practitioners of chiropractic. Now, I call them chiropractic physicians. I believe that chiropractors are doctors because of the absolutely spectacular effects from chiropractors that my patients have had through years. So I will use the word physician with chiropractor proudly. And one of the things we need to remember, like naturopathic medicine, which is the system I studied, like osteopathic system medicine, like allopathic medicine, chiropractic medicine is a full discipline of medicine. It is diet, it is nutrition, it is detox, along with being experts in manipulation of the spine, correcting spinal problems. One of the challenges out there is we've been pigeonholing chiropractors and not allowing them to use their full potential. Well, that ends today. We've got Dr. Joe Scoville, www.proactivewi.com, detox expert. Dr. Scoville, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You do a lot of detoxing in your office?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Why?
Oh, why not? No, the one
love
reason...
it. Love the answer, actually. but you know, this is Radio MD, and we're the integrative kind of show here. And so what I'd like is a chiropractic practitioner, as a physician yourself, why do you use detox? Why is that important to you in helping your patients?
Well, you know, for me, when I look around, especially in the United States, we are inundated with toxicity every single day. And we're inundated through our food system, which has become a pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, every other side, laden type of system. And we're also inundated through certain chemicals that they put in foods beyond the initial growth process. We're looking at things like dyes, and we're looking at preservatives, and we're also looking at things like colorings and flavoring. MSG, yeah, which is in just a ton of different foods.
Yeah, it is.
It has a different name, and it's called a lot of different things, but it's still MSG. So the reason why I look to detox, and not necessarily initially, but a little bit later on through the process, is because if we don't detox and we don't pull out all the bad things that we've absorbed over time, we can't put in all the things that our body needs in order to heal. So that's a really great reason why.
Can you say that last piece again? I think that was very important, Dr. Scoville. You really summed it up. You said something about if you don't take out the bad, the good won't go in. Can you say whatever that is again? Because that was very good.
Yeah, you know, what it is if you don't take out all the bad or all the toxins that you've absorbed over time, over your lifetime, and over a human's lifetime, we absorb quite a bit in this world, you can't put in all the good things that the body needs in order to heal.
Gotcha. Well said. You believe in an elimination type of diet, I understand, is part of your detox. Can you explain what that is to our listeners, please?
Initially, I was doing a lot of elimination style diets with people. An elimination style diet is basically getting rid of any kind of irritant. So getting rid of things like eggs, wheat or gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be peanut butter is another irritant and can be huge allergen. And I have a whole list of things that we actually eliminate from the diet, and sugar being basically on the top of my list. And another list of things that we can introduce a little bit more of. Now, when I first started doing this, I stuck with that elimination style diet. But what I noticed with patients is that the elimination, so the negative connotation that's associated with that,
it
ended up
too.
Actually creating this kind of negative thought process in the patient. And once we got it in a negative road, it was difficult for progression to occur. So what we ended up doing is I actually ended up starting to do a progressive or an addition-style diet. I still use the elimination-style diet with some people depending on what's going on, but most of the time I use an addition-style diet. So what we do is we add, and I give them a whole list, we add healthy foods, healthy, nutrient-rich, color-rich, organic as much as possible foods, that once we add all these good foods, it actually starts to push out all the bad stuff that they've been eating. So it's kind of a process of elimination due to addition, if that makes sense.
It does. Dr. Joe Scovell, S-C-O-V-E-L-L, his website is proactivewi.com. We're talking about chiropractors, talking about the tool of detox that they're using to help get their patients well. So let's say I'm a patient that has the chronic back pain and I've only seen a medical doctor in the past. And mm-hmm. I come in, would detox be part of the tool? Let's say I am on some pain meds or I've used muscle relaxants in the past. Would you need to use detox as part of the tool to get my back pain under control?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would use detox, and I don't really do a whole lot of treatment, especially chiropractically. I don't do a whole lot of treatment without nutrition of some kind, so without changing dietary habits and then also lifestyle habits. The detox, can have a lot of associated different pains that we don't realize. Toxins can have a lot of associated mm-hmm. different pains that we don't realize. So toxins through the gut can actually create low back pain. And I've had patients that I've just struggled with chiropractically. And then mm-hmm. what we do is we put them on a detox, we get them all the way through the detox, and all of a sudden these little aching, nagging pains that they've had over this period are completely gone.
Yeah, I think we would be good in an office together because one of the things I'll say to a patient with any chronic pain is there's sort of three locations. There's central nervous system, brain. There is, the serotonin, norepinephrine, and all that stuff. There's gut and
right.
liver, and then there's the actual location of it. And one of my acute tools for, when somebody's like back flares or RA flares in my office for years, and I'm a dumb old cardiologist generally, is to send them for colon hydrotherapy just to dump their bile, dump their colon, and it calms down. And then I send them to smart guys like you that can actually start fixing the spine and getting all the rest of that stuff out. And my patients will be amazed. They can sleep, their dependence on medication goes. But let me throw another curve at you, Doc.
Sure.
Can somebody get over chronic pain if they're toxic? Can they recover from chronic pain if they're toxic? In a world where we and you probably consider recovery different than most doctors, but can they?
Well, it makes the process very difficult. What I notice is if I'm not initiating some sort of nutrient changes or nutritional changes along with the detox as well, what I notice is my patients a lot of times will have that kind of nagging, like that, I got them 50% better, but I'm missing this extra 50%, or I'm missing, kind of the last part of the picture if uh-huh. if I don't introduce this. I really, like I said before, I really don't do anything without some sort of nutritional change or without some sort of detox, whether it's on a very small level or with some people a much larger level.
So it's become, as a doctor, a reflex for you. Somebody comes in chronic pain. Here's our spine strategy. Here's our detox strategy. Like a medical doctor would say, here is your Flexeril, your Soma. For you, it's detox, and here's what we're going to do with your spine. It's just a reflex for you?
It's an automatic reflex. Here's what we're going to do detox.
God bless you.
Here's what we're going to do nutritionally.
God bless you.
And then here's what we're going to do chiropractically all together. And I'll have patients sometimes, they'll come in and they'll tell me what's going on, and I go, we need to do an addition-style diet before we can even do chiropractic. Before the body is even ready to receive a chiropractic adjustment. A lot of times I'll send a patient out to just change their dietary habits so that the body gets enough nutrient value and enough, you can call it energy, in order to mm-hmm. receive a chiropractic adjustment. Sometimes the swelling levels are so insane that to do an adjustment would actually make it just worse.
Gotcha. We're with Joe Scovell. Where do you practice at, Dr. Scovell?
I'm in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Brookfield, Wisconsin, Proactive, there's the WI, Proactive WI, Dr. Joe Scovell has talked about a reflex with anybody in pain or needing back issues of detoxing them, eliminating foods and things with that treatment. That's how you help you stay well at Radio MD.